has been investigating various allegations, which included a number of misconduct claims. A statement from the organisation says Nick Reid has the full backing of the board to continue to lead the business. Some paediatricians are warning that grey areas on laws around smacking a child could be creating a defence for physical punishment. The Royal College of Paediatrics wants the practice to be banned in England and Northern Ireland. It's already illegal in Scotland and Wales. Catherine McKinnell is Labour's Shadow Minister for Schools.
Parenting is hard. It's one of the hardest jobs anyone will ever have. But, you know, to find clear guidance, a clear framework for parents and the expectations around that, I think many parents would welcome.
A man's been arrested after a police officer was stabbed in the shoulder in North London. The suspect was found with a knife in Enfield yesterday afternoon. The victim's said to be in a stable condition. Rents are seeing their biggest annual jump in nearly a decade. Official figures show they've increased by 9.2% in the last year. Meanwhile, UK inflation has dropped to a 2.5-year low. It's been driven down by a further easing in food prices. The Office for National Statistics says the rate at which prices are rising in the shops came in at 3.2% in March, down from 3.4%. Richard Davies from the UK's Economics Observatory says the figures are encouraging.
An 11% inflation rate, and prices will double in just 7 years. So that's clearly going to erode people's buying power very, very quickly. When you're down to 3%, it's more like 20, 25 years. So this is a huge improvement.
And there's a warning Taylor Swift fans are being targeted by a surge in the number of fake tickets to her concerts. Lloyds Bank says more than 600 customers have come forward to report being scammed. That's the latest. I'm Barry Weir.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Barry.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. 11 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. Looking lovely, actually, in Brentwood at the moment, but feeling a bit cold. By about 2 o'clock through till 7 o'clock, there's about a 30% chance of rain, so we might miss it in Brentwood, fingers crossed. Should be dry overnight. And then into Thursday at 14 degrees, sunny intervals and a gentle breeze.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1. What do you think about the smoking kind of thing that's been going on at the moment? The government's already announced plans to ban disposable vapes in England as soon as April 2025. And they hope to extend this ban across the UK as well. Now, I'm an ex-smoker. I used to smoke a long, long time ago. And I think at school it was one of those things that, go on, I try a cigarette and you did. And how you ever got addicted, I don't know. Because the first time I ever smoked, I felt sick. I think the second or third time I felt sick. And then by the fifth, I wasn't even inhaling a cigarette, in fact. But then after that, I used to smoke, and when I worked in London, I used to smoke, and then I gave up, and I started again, and then I gave up. And I like the smell of, in fact, I still like the smell of smoke. You know, if I'm outside at a pub and somebody's smoking outside, I still go, oh, that, you know, you love that smell of cigarettes. I don't like it when it's actually in your hair and you wash your hair and it's like, oh, you can smell it. Because you can never smell smoke on yourself until you wash your hair and then you can, and your hair gets wet and you're like, oh my God, it's terrible. Your clothes stink and everything else. It's not nice. And your house stinks of cigarettes and it's horrible. I'm not one of those ex-smokers that said, oh, you can't, you know, don't smoke near me. I'm not like that at all. But sometimes you think, oh, I could just have one. And I have tried. And I just got, it's horrible because you can't inhale it. You can't inhale a cigarette. I don't know how long it takes you to do it. And I don't know why I even started smoking. It's a horrible habit. And what do I think about, you know, making smoking illegal? Well, I suppose you think to yourself, it could be a slippery slope. They might say, we're not going to sell sweets to people that are overweight, or if you like it more than, you know, 4 units of alcohol a week, you're not going to be able to buy a bottle of wine because we don't think, you know, we're looking at your health records, don't think you should. So to me, I kind of think, well, you know, is it a slippery slope? When I think about it, you know, smoking has no benefit. I mean, that's my personal opinion, but it has no benefit. So if it wasn't there, would I miss it? No, I wouldn't, because I'm an ex-smoker and I don't care. But if I was a smoker, then obviously it'd be my right to smoke where I like, you know. So I don't know, but I think it's for, I think for youngsters, I think we don't encourage young people to smoke. But again, it's one of those things that, you know, if you say don't do it, it becomes even more of that kind of, oh, well, you know, it's something illegal, it's something a bit naughty, it's something, because that's what you like as a teenager. You know, I used to go home, my parents used to say, have you had a cigarette? And I go, no. I mean, obviously, they could smell it all. No. Well, don't start smoking because that's a stupid thing to do. I'd be like, yeah. which it was, and it got the amount of money I must have spent. I mean, even now, I think I last time I went to get a packet of cigarettes, and I don't know why I did, but I did buy some. I think I asked for 10, and I don't think they've done 10 cigarettes for about 20 years. And the guy looked at me and went, what? And then I asked for a brand, and he said, I don't know what you're talking about. And I said, well, they're there. And he went, oh, they're called something, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I think now they're, what, they're £15 a packet. I mean, when I first went to Dublin, cigarettes, I think for 20 cigarettes in Dublin was €3.50 or something like that. And then when you go to, you know, go anywhere in Europe, you can still pick them up pretty cheap. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, one part of me is thinking, like, they should be banned completely. And the other part's me thinking, well, you know, you've got a right to smoke, but they don't actually, you know. I suppose you can say, well, eating a cream cake. But then a cream cake, it does give you some satisfaction. And people will say that smoking can give them satisfaction. Or having a glass of wine. I don't know. It's, it's a difficult one, isn't it? And if you're a smoker, like, if I was still smoking, I would be adamant it's my right to smoke, you know. Bad enough I've got to smoke outside, not smoke in a restaurant. I mean, I was terrible back in the day, because I remember it before the ban, because that's around about the time I was smoking. I mean, it went in Ireland, I think, first, the ban on smoking, and then it came over to the UK. They had it a year in advance, and I was living in Dublin at the time. So you went from being able to smoking a pub that you had to go outside, and in restaurants you had to go outside. It was like, oh, that's cheek, and, you know, that's a real cheek. But now it's nice that you don't have those. It never worked in cinemas. I mean, years ago when I was a kid, and I mean a very young kid, you go in the cinema and you'd be sitting there going, because there'd be people in the smoking section. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when they still let you smoke on a plane. How old am I? Smoky on a plane. I mean, can you imagine anything more sort of like, I don't know, things that you would be like horrified about now. And I remember sitting in the very first row behind the smokers row, and it was just, you were just covered in smoke. Just covered in smoke. And the ashtrays would be ash all over the place. Yeah. I mean, that was, I think one of my first, very first sort of grown up holidays with my teenage friends or whatever, that you could smell smoke on a plane. I mean, it's just crazy, isn't it? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. I suppose it depends if you're a smoker or not, really. And I've never tried a vape. I've never tried a vape, so I don't know. I don't know about those. And I'm not even sure they know the long-term damage that vaping will do. I don't think they probably know at this stage. So, anyway. Shall I play some music? I think I should. Sorry, I've been going on. Here's Zane with What I Am.
I've been drinking absinthe. I just did the math. It ain't adding up. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name, I won't give it up. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing these games with you? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. I've been reading old, sense of it, ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing games with you? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's flying. Would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. Take me as I am, I'm tired of dancing around the point. Sharpen its jacket like the shape of glass, and it steals my voice. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's... I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. If I told you I loved you, would you say that it's... If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand.
Yeah. sexually attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People
y'all.
Killing, people dying, children hurting, you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of the dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
Where's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, would you turn the other cheek?
The world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people gets colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found.
Oh, killing, people dying, children hurting, hear them crying. When you practice what you preach, what you turn me up. Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning. Where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is your child struggling to achieve their best in English or maths? At Guided Learning, we want to support your child to be more confident in their learning. If their school says that they're below expectations or not being challenged enough, then face-to-face sessions with our fully qualified teachers can help. Google us at Guided Learning Brentwood to see how we can help your child achieve their best.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
A very good morning to you. Oh, let me put my headphones up. I didn't get my bun yesterday. You know, I said I was looking at having a nice iced bun. I didn't get one in the end, or a cinnamon bun. I ended up getting a cronut, which is like a mixture between a croissant and a donut, which is very nice. I ate it. It was quite sickly. It wasn't of the normal level. I got it from a different supermarket. So I normally get it from Marks & Spencer, but I got this one from Tesco. Wasn't the same. There are other supermarkets available. I have to whisper because I don't want, you know, give them free advertising. Get enough of my money. That's for sure. But it's basically what my money goes on, food. It really is. I'm looking forward to trying to start a weight loss drug soon. I put it off. I've got to do it privately. I've got to pay for it. I'm not getting this on the NHS and doing it myself. And I am just a little bit scared because I think what I want to do is try and start it on a Friday because a lot of people have the side effects over the weekend and can be quite horrible for the first maybe week or something like that. So I want to try it because there's one that does get really good results and it stops apparently food noise. Now, if you're not somebody who understands food noise, and I didn't even know it was a thing, so do you know what food noise is? And it's not about you eating. It's about when you wake up in the morning. Now, if you're it's not being a foodie, because I love, you know, I always talk about food a lot. I love food. But it's called food noise because, and a lot of people don't realise they have it. And what it is when you wake up in the morning, and this can be, you're thinking, what am I going to have for breakfast? And then you have your breakfast, what will I have for lunch today? And then you're walking around and you might be getting a bit shoppy. You think, oh, tomorrow I might have that for my lunch or this one. And it's not planning. It's you actually thinking quite a lot about food. It's food noise. And apparently a lot of these weight loss drugs, they stop the food noise. So you eat something and then you're not actually thinking about your next meal. And nothing's worse when you're on a diet as well, is when you have your breakfast and you're going, oh, for lunch I'm going to have this, and for dinner I'll have that, and tomorrow I'll have this, because you're looking forward to that bit of, you know, the bit of food. Because obviously when you cut down on your calories to lose weight, initially, even with the best will in the world, you do feel a little bit hungry. Then you might get used to it, but then all of a sudden you get an urge for a bag of chips or carbs, especially if you've been really good for a few days and you suddenly want a bit of chocolate or you want a drink or you want, and you get like this craving. And apparently these weight loss drugs can help with food noise. Not everybody's going to get the same results. Also they are expensive to do. But I'm going to give it a try. I'll give it a try and I'll let you know how I get on. I've got everything nearly ready to go. The only problem I've got is I've got gallstones, so I have to be careful. Last time I got refused because it can, you know, end you in hospital. I've had gallstones for years and really horrible gallbladder attacks, which I haven't been hospitalised for. But I can imagine with the pain that I've had why you would rush yourself to hospital if you do have a gallbladder attack. But it's something that I really would like to give a go. So I'm really on the verge of doing it because it's quite scary to think you've got to inject yourself, and then, you know, you're going to wait for, make possibly have side effects, and they can be quite not particularly very pleasant, and for some people it doesn't work, and other people it works, you know, a bit too well, and you end up with skinny fat face, which is where you lose a lot of weight and then your face is hanging off like a hound dog. I really don't want that.
She knows what she do and she move and she's moving. I know it's hard to imagine, but why you keep asking like all this came out of the blue? But I've been like this, I've been like this. Run your mouth, but I'm on your lips. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like this. Been like this, I've been like this. Take your shots while I blow a kiss. Ain't nothing new, suit up. Cause I've been like
baby, I'ma do the, shake a little, jiggle. Put that thing in the middle for making a bizzle. But you're doing it just the way I like. And you can't fool me. I know exactly what you wanna do to me. And baby, you're just gonna make me act up on this flight. We gon' ride first class to heaven. Your hands all over this legend.
Don't stress, baby, that's just the way that I do.
Tripping over these Grammys, but who needs to stand when
a reservation got levitation for two?
Cause I've been like this, I've been like this. You talk that smack, but I'm on your lips. I got money to the ceiling, girl, I'm filthy rich. Cause I've been like this,
I've been like this.
You talk that smack, but I'm on your lips.
text, but my name if you don't like me.
Now the thing you do excites me. I'ma have to get a little bit spicy.
Oh.
She promised me that I was more than all the miles combined. You must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. The memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, because I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but there's COVID on the planes. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now you're tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. Of the sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas. And I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half.
gorgeous, isn't it? All About Eve, Martha's Harbour. Like that. Got a bit relaxed now, haven't we? After the excitement of earlier. You're going, what excitement was that? I do love my socials. I'm getting very much into Instagram, you know. I think it's good. I like Instagram for getting out little videos. I like posting videos. I'm not particularly, I wouldn't say I'm as brilliant at it. And you put out content and then you get about 4 likes back, and they're normally my own. Sometimes you get more. Sometimes you're like, oh my God, I never forget the videos I had earlier this year or last year. I got 4.3 million on one of them. I was like, what's going on? That was amazing. That was just amazing. And then there was another one with that 700,000, another one with 500,000. So then my little ones where I go, oh, they won't happen again though. So it's just, you know, just one of those things. People were saying, she keeps appearing on my thread. What's going on? Why does this woman keep appearing? Oh my God, she's giving me nightmares. And I was just sitting there going, pat, just laughing. I made no money off of it though. I was wondering if you could, but I didn't make anything. So I don't know. Maybe you've got to have 10,000 followers or something. I'm not. But if you do want to follow me on socials, also follow Phoenix FM. We're across Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. Phoenix 98 FM, in fact, you'll find us. And you can find Eat My Brunch on TikTok on... No, it's not. It's on Instagram and Facebook. And then if you look for Michelle Ward Music, you'll find me across all socials on TikTok and stuff, because I love it. I love TikTok. I love it, love it, love it. Do you think it's weird that I was sniffing a new cupboard that I've bought? I do think it's a bit weird, but I know when I get home, the first thing I'll do is I'll come in the front door, walk into the dining room. Sounds like I live in a mansion. It's literally one step, about 2 paces, and I'm in my lounge. I walk into the dining room, which again is about another pace off of my lounge. It's such a small house. And then I'll open the cupboard and I'll go, oh, it's lovely. And I'll smell the inside of the cupboard and shut the door. I don't want to put anything in there. That's the other thing. Yesterday, when it was all done and ready and in the place that it's going, I went, oh, and then I opened the cupboard, sniffed it again. And I thought, I don't want to put anything in there because it's going to ruin the shelving. So I was wondering if you can buy sort of stuff to put on the shelves before I actually fill it up with stuff. That's really quite sad, isn't it?
Phoenix FM travel news.
Sorry, keep going on about my cupboard. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel. The Brook Street roundabout was a nightmare earlier. Is now cleared. A1023, no problems. A12 coming onto Brook Street roundabout, no problems. In Pilgrim's Hatch, you've got a road closed due to emergency gas repairs on Sandpit Lane. That's both ways between Weald Road and the A128 Ongar Road. And you've also got some temporary traffic signals on the A128 Brentwood Road, both ways near Button Farm. Wilson's Corner, a little bit busy heading down from the Ongar Road onto Wilson's Corner as always. And you've got the roadworks, which are on the A12 between Junction 13 and 16. You can't turn off for Chelmsford there. You have to go down to the next turn off and turn off at Galley Wood. And then you'll follow the diversions into Brentwood itself. Can't see any other problems on the roads heading down the M25 from Lakeside. It is clear. But coming back through the tunnel, queuing traffic due to an earlier traffic problem after a closure of the right-hand tunnel. There was a breakdown there, so just be aware it's a little bit busy, but going across the Dartford Bridge at the moment, no issues. Heading up towards the M11 in the opposite direction again, no problem.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime for lightning to strike me. Daydreams feels like I've been sending out the signals, hoping that you'll find me. I don't need the details, you don't need to tell me. It's like I already know where you'll be. You and me, we were lovers in a past life. So
the signs wasn't right. I was stupid for a while, swept away by you, and now I feel like the fool. So confused, my heart's bruised. Was I ever loved by you? Out of reach, so far. I never had your heart. Out of reach, couldn't see. We were never meant to be. Catch myself from despair.
you find you're reconnected. Time will lead you to the changes. With your days and weeks you find you're reconnected. Reconnected.
That is Hypnotist remix of Colin Lee's Reconnected. What a great song. Loving that.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, always lots to do in and around Brentwood and Billericay. We've got a great events guide on the 20th of April. Opera for all. Not Oprah, Opera. That's going to be at the Towngate Theatre. If you want to pop along, a very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and friends, plus the Thames Opera Company Chorus, hosted by Ian Skelly. 7 p.m. start. Tickets are £19.50. Concessions are available, and you can find all the details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, Jermaine Kwai is going to be back very soon with some new music. He's in the studio writing. Can't wait for a brand new album, because I love Jermaine Kwai. And I was very lucky to speak to Mac Johnson, not last year, the year before, actually, who is the keyboard player with Jermaine Kwai. He's been with them for probably about 20 years and written quite a lot of the songs with JK. So no doubt they'll be writing together again, because he's just been just come back off a tour. I think they did a couple of nights here, but they were done like a little world tour, but it was great to see. I'd love to go and see them if they're going to be playing live again next year. But here's Matt Johnson with his original track, which is called With the Music, which I loved. In fact, I think it was my track of the year 2 years ago. Brilliant. It's got that real Jermaine Kwai vibe. But this is Matt Johnson, keyboard player on Jermaine Kwai, with the Music.
You and I, all night, with the music. With the music.
music. I love that song. Oh, isn't that a good song? That always puts me in a great mood. Matt Johnson there with the music. Just coming up to 11:49. Let's get some ads.
Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's spinning too fast. I'm fine, that Nike shoes to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said, slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music. I'm good, it's in a happy mood.
Get the cool shoe shine.
funk. Dead to the funk.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour, all the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punktronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
I wonder maybe they never find me. I've been waiting such a long, long, long time to feel it swallowed by the waters around me. I know I took so many wrong, wrong, wrong turns to see it. Whoa. But I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. Till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. I sit till I can't hear voice no more. Suddenly the sun comes up and I feel my love flooding back again, yeah. Until the sun comes up and I feel my love coming up again. Trying to run with these handcuffs. I had to sleep through such a cold, cold, cold night to see it. A green flash is zipping right where I'm standing. A sunlight cut into the bone, bone, bone. Start the healing. Oh, but I danced through the blisters at night, and I laughed till I cried and cried. I ran till my feet couldn't run no more. And I sat till my lungs were burning, till I know I'm alive, alive. And I sat till I can't hear your voice no more. Suddenly the sun comes up and I feel my love flooding back again, yeah. Until the sun comes up and I feel my love coming up again. Suddenly the sun comes up and the dark is gone. We made it to the dawn and I don't miss you anymore. When the sun comes up, I can feel my love coming back again.
That is Rudimental featuring James Arthur with Sun Comes Up. Now tonight on Curveballs. You can tune in to Nick Field. He's got a guest, local singer-songwriter Bob Collum.
Every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM, join me, Nick Field, for a round of Curveballs, showcasing the many stars and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punktronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m.